500! They're here! They're here!
This is WHOR Television, and we're live. I cannot believe what I see. The ship has landed. It is beyond words. Oh, wait, the door is opening. There's a creature coming out, walking down the steps. He is speaking with the representative. Let's listen. It's so quiet, you can hear a pin drop.
Take us to your leader.
To be quite honest, you came at a really bad time.
Yes, timing is everything. And it's always a good time to have your car serviced at Perfection Auto Works, the leader in car repair, for over a quarter of a century. From our free 26-point inspection, we'll keep your car moving, along with the Earth's rotation, 323-8650, and perfectionautoworks.com.
Ransomware as a service has more cyber gangs forming worldwide. How website purchase bots can deplete an inventory in minutes after a release. Trick bots are now being used to install ransomware, and why you should double check when you are cutting and pasting. All that and more next on The Computer Doctor Show.
You're listening to The Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Hello, Tucson and the podcast world and the nerd world. And happy Cybersecurity Awareness Month to you all. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show, your headquarters for up-to-date scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. This is episode 66. I'm Aaron Moss, your host. Thanks for tuning in with us every Saturday at 2 p.m. And we post all of our bonus shows and bonus content on computerdoctorshow.com. Again, computerdoctorshow.com. Our open lines, 520-790-2040. Feel free to call in anytime with your comments and questions and even complaints we can answer. Co-hosting today is Rob from the Cassie Unscrewed Theater.
Good afternoon, Aaron. This is sort of ominous being on episode 66 for those Star Wars fans who remember Order 66 from Revenge of the Sith.
Ah, yes. Okay. We're going to talk about some science and tech anniversaries. So there's something else that's also happening, but I'm going to save that for the right segment. But thank
okay.
you. Thank
oh,
you very much.
Sorry, I don't want to do spoilers here.
The Computer Doctor Show is sponsored by the expert technicians at Perfection Auto Works near Speedway in Craycroft. They have a free 26-point inspection that I have I actually use myself when I go down there. When I have a really, really tough problem with one of my cars, I take it to Perfection Auto Works. We're going to take a break from the regular news that you're used to and see what's happening in tech news this week. So ransomware as a service has more cyber gangs that are being forming worldwide. And sad to say, ransomware is here to stay, as many experts are saying. It's getting to the point where we were hoping that it was a fad and it would just go away. It's not going to go away, unfortunately. It's here to stay. The same thing with the phone scams. You know, we were hoping that they were going to go away, but it is here to stay. Business leaders worldwide are seeing signs of imminent ransomware attacks, and all they can do is prepare for when it happens. So it's not if it happens. It's more of a matter of when it happens. So it's one of these storms that just can't stop. You know, you wish that your roof won't cave in, but you can't really stop the storm, but you can only just reinforce your house. That's kind of the idea behind it. How many cyber gangs do you think that there are, Rob? Worldwide. Give it a number. How many cyber gangs?
Worldwide, I go 3,728.
Okay, not so much, about half, about 1,900.
Okay, so
1,900 cyber gangs.
For a Fermi problem, for the power of 10, I was the right power of 10 at least.
Yeah. You know what I want? I want the job of naming the the cyber gangs, you know? But they have some of these names that we're familiar with, the Dark Side, Reveal, Dharma, Lockbit. Then there's all these other ones that you may have never heard of where they're starting to give themselves numbers, like, the X Factor 1, X Factor 2, X Factor 3, and all these other people. So there's They have names, and they're gangs. But they're not ganging up against each other. Usually, if there's like a neighborhood of gangs, you know, they're warring against the other gangs. But these are gangs that are all warring against, you know, companies, and, you know, they're trying to attack.
Do they have territory? Like, we're going to hack Microsoft Word, and you hack the Mozilla, you know?
No, but when they hear, here's the thing. If they know of an easy target, they're going to go after them too, because and experts have even said that if one company has been hacked by ransomware, the chances of them being hacked a second time is about 200 times more. 200% or double the chances of them being hacked a second time in a few years. Because this cycle is that they go away. We're going to talk about this in a little bit, but the cycle of these hacks is they'll get hacked, and or there's going to be a large number of these hacks going on, and they'll go away, and then they'll come back with a variant of the. You know, we've heard that word before, right? A variant of that same hack. Okay, so they try it. And then they go back to the drawing board and make it better, more effective, and then they re-release it again in a new variant. It's relentless. It's not going to stop. And they are, and people can actually buy these ransomware as a service kits. So we're gonna talk about that a little bit more as the show progresses.
Well, we call them viruses, so they can have variants, right?
The virus is such a large number of things that come under what a virus is. I mean, virus is like the umbrella term of it all, you know. Here's something else. Trick bots are now being used to install software. Before the show today, we're talking about what is a trick bot. A trick bot is actually something that goes back about 5 years. It was originally like a malware Trojan. Its major function was originally to coordinate the theft of banking details and other credentials. But the operators have extended the capabilities to create a complete modular malware ecosystem. And it's interesting that they're calling it an ecosystem. That was a term that was used on a Wikipedia article that I saw earlier today, that all these different security threats, they all know about each other, and they can use different aspects of one piece of a threat inside of their master program of taking advantage of people, you know. So that's how they... get better over time, and the threats are just going to be more and more in the future, and more people are getting into this, and so we can even say there was one expert that even said that trick bots are now a bigger threat than ransomware. The reason why they are saying it's a bigger threat is because the trick bot can even make its way into the firmware.
Ouch.
Now, the reason why you said ouch, for those of people that don't know, if something bad gets into the firmware of your device, even when you factory reset, completely wipe it out, it's still going to be there, and it's going to redo everything that you just tried to get rid of. It's kind of like dirt that you sweep on your floor, but when it sees the broom coming, it goes under the floor. It avoids the broom, and then it reappears after, you know. So that it's one of those things that you just can't get rid of. Now it has the possibility of bricking a device or completely disabling a device.
Why would you disable a device when you can just keep stealing information from it?
Exactly. So it's like one of those things that just keeps on paying out and paying out. So that goes in hand with gangs that disappear and reappear. So different softwares and tools will disappear and then reappear. So this trick bot that started back in 2016, it's now resurfacing and is being used to install a piece of malware that will install ransomware eventually into your system. And even when you completely wipe out the computer, it's going to infect it again after you wipe the computer.
It means you really got to check any used device you might obtain, too.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. So these things are highly, highly hard to detect. There's not a whole lot of softwares that are able to detect it. All you can do is that when you When you're getting emails, that's how they get into your system in the first place. Fake emails, fake websites, fake text messages. Those are still the major ways. So you have to educate yourself and have a level of scrutiny when you have incoming messages. Check to make sure it's coming from the real person. There's all kinds of ways that you can do that. I'm actually putting together a program to train people on security awareness programs. So
it still usually problem exists between keyboard and chair.
Yes. Yep. There we go. Here is another interesting bit of information. Why you should double check when you are using your cut and paste. Now, there are some tricks that are complicated. So we were talking about this trick bot that gets into the firmware and all that. So, but then there's also some tricks that are very, very simple, such as cut and paste. Now, we use cut and paste all the time. Many people do. Okay, you need this paragraph to go into this program. Easy. You highlight it, copy or cut it, and then paste it over here. Okay? Lots of people do that. It's usually pretty accurate. It saves you tons of time. Otherwise, you would have to retype the whole thing out. I cut and paste emails, cut and paste email addresses into forms and vice versa. But there was a report. This is coming from Sophos and ZDNet, shows that when you copy and paste something, there is a simple programming change that can change what is being pasted. And this is primarily happening in the cryptocurrency world. So if you are paying something with a cryptocurrency, usually there's a cryptocurrency ID wallet or wallet ID that you have to cut and paste. There is a program, a Trojan, going around out there that has the ability to detect if you have put something into the clipboard or in the copy section of your computer that can detect if it is a cryptocurrency wallet ID. And if it detects that it is a cryptocurrency wallet ID, it will change it to their cryptocurrency wallet ID. And without knowing it, if you paste that into the cryptocurrency system that you're paying, that money is not going to go to the person that you want it to go to. It's now going to go to the hacker. And how do you reverse it from there?
You don't.
You don't. Cryptocurrency, as you know, is just like cash, okay? Once it's gone, it's gone. Just like if you meet somebody and pay somebody with cash for something and then you get some good and there's something wrong with it, there's no reversing it, okay? Unless you're the U.S. government.
And now I want to type in the right number of digits for a cryptocurrency ID in my computer and copy and paste it and see if it stays the same.
Or just make sure that it has, you know, look at the last four or some digits in between. Make sure it's the same thing that you just put. Something like that is very, very important. Okay. So we're going to take our midway commercial break up next. We're going to talk about how purchase bots can deplete an inventory minutes after release. This is the Computer Doctor Show. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the John C. Scott Political Forum, the most talked to, talked about, and listened to talk show weekends in all of Arizona. Now in our 32nd year of continuous political talk. Very quickly, a personal note. I have a PT Cruiser. I love this little car. It takes me everywhere I need to go. Air conditioner goes out. Temperature gauge climbs to we're all going to die. I called AAA. They rushed the car to Perfection Auto Works Wednesday. I get a call on Thursday. Mike Emery says, your car's ready. I went, really? He says, yes. I said, the cost? He said, it's the estimate. Just what we told you. Didn't have time to detail the car because we wanted to get it back to you as quickly as possible. That's service. I mean, who does that? What auto repair place does that? That's why we're so proud to have Perfection Auto Works as our prime sponsor.
Perfection Auto Works, 323-8650. That's 323-8650 or perfectionautoworks.com.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Well, Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. I'm Aaron Moss, your host, along with Rob Ghosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. Some announcements today. William Shatner, or Captain Kirk, is going into space. In the space community, is this something that's hot topic, or is there something else we should know? What do you think?
Of course, he went up on Wednesday, and it's kind of neat that he went up, obviously being Captain Kirk. But as I mentioned earlier to you before the show, he's not the first Star Trek crew member to go into space. Is Mae Jemison. Mae Jemison went up on STS-47 in 1992, and she guest starred in an episode of Star Trek Next Generation in 1993.
Yeah, but that was one episode. One lousy episode of
Star Trek. But she went from being an astronaut to Star Trek. He went from Star Trek to astronaut. And of course, James Doohan, I believe his ashes are actually on the moon. Some of his ashes are on the moon.
What?
Well, yeah, he went up on the Clementine mission, if I remember correctly. Then that crashed on the moon when the satellite was done with its mission. So he's...
You know, I just thought it was a cool story. Now it's not such a cool story.
But it's still kind of a cool story. His reaction was priceless.
All right. Well, before we get into the next segment, Rob, what can you tell us about the Unscrewed Theater?
Well, Unscrewed Theater, we're at home for improv theater in Tucson. We do family-friendly shows every Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 and uncensored shows the second and fourth Saturday at 9:30. We have musical improv the first Friday of the month in our family hour with Comic Chaos, a comic book improv group, the second Saturday of the month at 6 o'clock. Go to our website, unscrewedtheater.org, see all the stuff happening. We do require all audience members to be vaccinated, just like a lot of performance venues in Tucson are doing now.
All right. Well, thank you for that plug for the Unscrewed Theater. Go have some fun. Yesterday is gone, but you can still get there tonight.
Got tonight's show coming up.
Here are some science and tech anniversaries. In October 14th, 1878, 143 years ago, Edison patents the light bulb. So we've been with the light bulb for now 143 years. Excellent invention, but that was the incandescent bulb. And I am led to believe that the original light bulb made by Edison is still lit. It's still as bright as the original when he originally made it. I think the quality of the tungsten was a little bit better.
Yeah.
I think they cut it just a little bit skinnier now.
I'd want to look that one up.
Well,
I do remember hearing something about some light bulb that's been going up for a ridiculously long time, but I don't think it's that one.
We might need to fact check that one. I might need to fix that. Maybe we should double check the fact on that. I'll let you know, guys, on the next episode. Also, October 18th is Clean Your Virtual Desktop Day. I don't know who started that, but I think that's coming up.
Well, I definitely need to do that.
Or even just your regular desktop. It's just time to, you should have a regular time to just get it nice and clean. I know some people that they have nothing on the desktop, absolutely nothing, just the trash icon, and that's it. And if they can get that off, well, there is a way to get it off, but I don't recommend that you do that. October 21st, for my Back to the Future fans out there, that is the day that Marty and Doc went into the future, October 21st, 2015. And that day is coming up as well. So that between that and November 5th, 1955, and October 21st, 2015, I'm trying to figure out which one of those days should be Back to the Future Day. And I was thinking about coming in dressed as Doc at the... But anyway, I'm not going to do that. For this next part and the rest of the show here, we're going to talk about how website purchase bots can deplete an inventory minutes after a release. Now, originally, this is a time-saving thing. It's an automation software. There are softwares out there that will help you to purchase things online, either to save time, or they can automatically fill forms, or they can do all these things. But they were originally... put together for the purpose of saving time during a purchase online. But these types of softwares, they can be exploited. There was a time that if you wanted to buy concert tickets, for example, when I was younger and I wanted to go to a concert, I would actually have to go to the box. I would go in person to the box office, get on a long line behind the tents, you know, because there are some people that have been there all week, waiting for the things to go on sale, and they would be the first in line, right?
Well, I did that in 1984 for opening day of Return of the Jedi, standing in line in the mall for hours to see it on opening day.
Oh, congratulations, man. But those days are now gone.
Yeah.
Now, there are some people that, I mean, you can still camp out in front of the box office these days, but there are a lot of things are done online now, and there are these bots out there that can buy entire inventories that can be concert tickets, they can be iPhones, they can be, you know, anything on a website where there's a limited supply and there's a timed spot that they're going to go on sale. There are people out there that will program all of these bots. They'll get like several hundred of these bots together all at the same time. And then they'll hit a button and they'll all be going to this website all at the same time with different credit card numbers, different names, different addresses. But it's really that same person.
To get around those limit four or whatever
exactly
that they tried to do.
Yeah, and the, you know, they'll do the highest limit and they will... Basically, it's a series of computers or a really, really big running server that will actually do all of the purchasing for them. And this is still happening. And you would ask, why would somebody want to buy the entire... What's the advantage of buying the entire inventory of all the tickets to an event or all of the... in this case, it was these classic sneakers that were going on sale at this website. There was like 200 pairs, and someone went and bought all 200 pairs in like 2 minutes. And nobody even, if you think about it, if you're buying a pair of sneakers online, you have to go to the website, you have to log in, you have to select the sneaker, select your size, punch in your billing information, punch in your shipping information, then hit submit. By that time, that was too long. Before someone already went in and bought everything.
Even using autofill.
I mean, this was superhuman fast. This was, you know, extremely fast. So why would somebody want to do that? Why would somebody want to buy the entire inventory? What do you think?
eBay. StubHub.
They can turn around and resell it. Okay, and it happens all the time with concert tickets. It happens all the time with all these event tickets. They'll buy out the entire event and then they'll scalp them for 10 times what they're worth, okay? And this still happens. Now, the problem is not so much with the... it's not something that the buyers can do, but this is something more that the retailers have to deal with. So, you know, when you buy something and you have to type in those squiggly letters mm-hmm. of the recapture where you have to click the pictures of the bicycles or the bridges or something like that, those are... things that are worked into the website to stop bots, because a bot could recognize, you know, a letter T versus a letter L, but a human could figure that out even if they're squiggly, okay? But a bot can't do it as easily. But bots are starting, they've smartened up and they've gotten better and better over time. So they can actually start to figure out these recaptures now. Okay, I've even seen one where you have to turn the cat right side up, right? it's, you know, you have to move these buttons until it's face up and then you hit the button. So these bots are making a comeback. So it's not a battle for the buyers, but it's a battle for the retailers. And what some retailers have done is they've taken their entire inventory. And what do you think that they've done with their entire inventory? If they know that there are bots that are out there that are out to buy the entire inventory of what is available online, then what do you think they do with the entire inventory? They don't put the entire inventory as available online. They put maybe 50% of the inventory online, okay? And then they leave the other 50% available at the box office. There was one company in Canada, what they did was they sold 50% online, then another 40% at the box office, but then they left 10% available the day of. Now, there's no way that you can get around that, because there were people that were wanting to go to the show the day of, and they showed up the day of, and there were tickets available. Yeah. Bam. And they end up paying, I think the scalp tickets in some cases were like $500, whereas the face value ticket was only $50. They've upped those tickets to like, you know, 10 times. Wow. Before we wrap up, I just want to thank our sponsor, Perfection Auto Works, again for sponsoring the show. Stop by their location on Speedway at Craycroft for your free 26-point inspection. This is episode 66. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert. Rob is co-hosting today, and we have Ray Allen is at the control board. Listen to the Computer Doctor Show every single week with new episodes every Saturday. Stay safe, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Computer Doctor Show. If you missed any part of this live broadcast, we post all our episodes online at computerdoctorshow.com. Remember, the world is getting more and more tech, and so should you. To stay current with technology, listen to the Computer Doctor Show each week for local and global tech insights. If you have suggestions for a topic on a future show, send us an email at info@computerdoctorshow.com.